Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show here on the Saints Radio Network, and we'll go behind the scenes with this week's Saints assistant coach, brought to you by Rouse's Market. Shop Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints, and Rick Dennison, the senior offensive assistant, the most experienced of the Saints assistant coaching staff, joins us. Coach, how are you tonight? Wish it was under better terms, but it is what it is.
It is. I'm doing all right. Just grinding away, trying to find some first downs over here.
Sounds good. Wanted to pick up on something that Dennis kind of closed with without getting too specific, but the ability to get some help back on that interior line from an injury standpoint for guys that have been out. And again, not without specificity, but just the ability to get some of those guys back must be huge.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's just having the experience and the guys we lost have a lot of snaps under their belt. Now, it helped these young guys to get some snaps, but, you know, moving forward, we need all the experience and especially with some of the defenses that we have coming up.
Now, Coach Dennison, all the years now, 28 seasons in the National Football League, have you ever been in a situation where you're in your fourth starting center and you're not even at the midway point? I'm thinking, like, you know, that's a big concern if you're on to your second center. I would probably guess that you haven't witnessed, like, you're on to your fourth starting center and you're not even at the midway point in the season.
No, I've definitely been two and three, but I don't think I've gotten to four, especially this early. Each position, each year, it's you never know. You never know what's going to happen, so you train as many guys as you can, and hopefully the experience helps as they go through. But just like I said, we're trying to get guys back, and they'll be welcome.
Coach Dennison, would you agree with this that, and you might tell them in the meetings, because I've been in those offensive line meeting rooms, that you're not going to get any glory, you're an offensive lineman. But if they're not talking about you, that means you're doing your job. Remember all the what we did in the offseason, OTAs, minicamp, training camp with Trevor Penning? We don't even talk about Trevor Penning anymore. So I said, I don't know if he's like all pro or not, but he must be doing something right. We're more worried about us stopping the run on our defensive line. So just talk about the development of Trevor Penning, because I know that has to be a good thing because we haven't singled him out as of late.
Yeah, you know, that's anonymity. Is that how you say it? That's important for an offensive lineman. If they're not calling your name, you're not getting penalties and you're not getting whipped. No, Trevor certainly has progressed. You know, he's still got some steps to go for sure, but he's settling down. JB does such a great job coaching those guys and, you know, telling them where all their help is. And I think that's where Trevor has really, really grown. He knows where to push a guy, where to lose, because he's got help there, and how to keep out of trouble. So I think that's what he's done very well.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about your kind of relationship with new offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak? I know he was bouncing around about where he might watch the games and from press box or field, and he had spoken about how you have been such a big help with the run game. You're kind of his eyes up in the press box watching things. Just, I guess, how that relationship with Clint has worked out.
Well, you know, this is my third stint with Clint, but I've known him since he was quite young. He and my oldest son were teammates in high school and actually Little League going up into high school. But, he wanted to be closer to the quarterbacks, closer to the players, which I thought was pretty accurate. I think you need to do that if you're calling plays. You got to get a good feel for what's going on. So he just asked me to make sure that check some boxes that he likes to see up there. And having been with him in a few different places, like I said, it makes it pretty easy. We communicate pretty well, and he tells me what he wants, and I try and help him out as best I can.
Now, Coach Dennison, always a lot of promise. We've had high praise on him, and he looks legit. That being Fuago at left tackle. But would you say, when is that being objective, if you graded maybe his performances in his early career, that he struggled somewhat against the Broncos? Was it maybe the speed off the edge, or what with that? Is that a fair assessment of him, or what was your take on his play against Denver?
Well, it certainly wasn't his best game. And, you know, we're looking for people to keep improving. And you know, Tally's it means a lot to Tally. So he'll regroup and just like the rest of them and get better, take everything, you know, the coaching points to heart and get better at it.
Coach, I'm kind of looking at your just overall experience. You played for the Broncos, you coached a lot for the Broncos, but played for the Broncos. And if my math is correct, you were with them in 89, and they go 11-5, win the AFC West. But in 90, and they still got Dan Reeves, still got John Elway, 5-11, and they lose, you know, you lose six straight. That was your final year. And then back to 12-4 in 91. And I guess there's no magic potion here. There's no magic pill, but you've been around. And so these six-game losing streaks, you know, how do you – is it – in you know, fans are tough to one game at a time thing, but it is what it is. And, how do you play your way out of this? And maybe, more importantly, how do you not let it the train go off the rails?
Well, I think it's a positive attitude, you know, and learning from your mistakes. If you try and, you know, just put your head in the sand and just keep beating your head against the wall doing the same thing over and over again, then you'll end up doing the same thing and losing. You know, we're trying to look at things like, yeah, all right, maybe we need to change this up. Not wholesale changes, but how you approach things and make sure that the players understand, you know, we're trying to put them in the best situation. And like I said, keep them positive and understanding that we have good guys. We got good guys coming back, and they're working their tails off to try and get wins. And if we're all in it together, we got a great chance.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Coach Dennison, I guess what goes around comes around. And, you know, the Saints have not had good fortune against Denver in New Orleans. We're only 1-5. I think you might remember that game in 1988 when you were part of that Denver team when we whipped y'all 42-0.
you know, Bobby, he's a guest on this show.
Yeah. No, John Elway, the great John Elway. Come on.
No, I remember we had that year we had a few that we got beat up. We played on one Halloween night in Indianapolis, and oh, we were beat before we even got off the bus. But no, you're right. I remember that. I remember those days, but I remember some good days. So, you know, just like you said, what comes around, you know, goes around, comes around, whatever the saying is. But, you know, you keep grinding away and trying to learn from your mistakes. I think that's the biggest thing. And I think that's what some of these guys are, you know, they were taking notes today when we were correcting them. And I thought that was awesome that, you know, they're trying to get better at it and know that, you know, we're not playing our best football, but we're going to make strides to play our best football.
You know, Coach Dennison, explain to the fans, because a lot of times, you know, like, oh, we're not blocking for the quarterbacks. Like, for instance, Spencer Rattler got sacked six times. I never got sacked six times in my life. And I can't move like Spencer Rattler, so the ball got to come out. Jake Haener comes in the game, the ball comes out. You score a touchdown. So just talk about maybe the combination, because they say, oh, the quarterback gets sacked, the offensive line not doing their job. But whether you're a tight end or you're running back, you just talk about protection and the blitz and everybody being on the same page and realize, no, we can't block everyone. The ball has to come out. A lot of times fans don't realize that the quarterback has to know if it's a blitz situation, cover zero, whatever, the ball has to come out. Just elaborate on that a little bit as far as explaining to the fans.
Well, yeah, we're certainly trying to block, and the problem is you don't have a crystal ball and you don't know exactly who's blitzing and what. So we cover our bases the best we can, but they can overload the back, or if we've only got five protecting, they can bring six. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the route combinations don't time up to the quarterback's feet. Somebody gets bumped off or whatever. There's a lot of different things come into play other than the offensive line protecting. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, we had a few that didn't go our way. But, again, that's another thing to learn from, you know. And Spencer, for one, will learn. And the line, you know, if they miss somebody, they'll learn from that.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. And for the record, Bobby, we talked about 1988. You won three Super Bowls with Denver coaching and playing. So I feel like you did okay. So we appreciate
you. Household name. He's a household name in Denver.
Very much so. You know, one game at a time, turning around on Sunday in Los Angeles.
Yeah, we will try. Thank you very much for your time.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.